Hello and welcome to The Hop, a podcast designed to help marketers and business owners navigate the ever-changing world of digital marketing and marketing as a whole. I'm your host, Matt Taylor Farrington, and the owner of Purple Bunny Marketing. And today I'm joined by Sam, our advertising guru and expert. And we're going to talk about social media advertising and just some common things that we obviously do for business owners. Mm-hmm. And maybe just help them out with understanding some of the lingo when we talk about these things and what these services provide, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. So the first one, because I actually get people when I say, oh, do you have Pixel installed on your website? And they go, oh, what?
Yeah.
So let's explain. What is a Facebook or Meta Pixel and why is it important?
So a Facebook Pixel or a Pixel in general, it's not just Meta that uses them, is a it's a bit of code that you install on your website as a tag. And what it does is when a customer comes from Facebook, from an ad that you may have posted or a link of any other type to your website, they're tagged.
Yes.
And that pixel's going to, that code is going to pick that up.
Yep.
And that's going to help you tracking, you know, who's doing what on your website, because you can set up tags to convert on submitting a lead form, making a purchase, or even just adding to cart, anything simple like that.
Yes.
It's a valuable tool for tracking what customers are doing on your site, and it's a valuable tool for seeing what your conversion rate is as well, which is very important.
And just there as well, I think you just said, obviously people coming from Facebook ads, but it's also anyone in general that lands on your website.
Yeah.
That traffic is captured. We can see page views. We can see their navigation. And like you said, what they've submitted, you know, if they've submitted a form, you know, if they've potentially, you know, gone to a certain aspect of your, you know, filling in the cart, they've gone as far as filling in the actual shipping details, but they haven't then committed and stuff. So you can see all that sort of transparency through.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And where they've come from.
And I guess why is it important, as you just said, you know, you've got all that data now, you can create campaigns to run off that data, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so if someone, for example, is you know, if people are clicking on a non-offer based link and they're not converting, but the people who are clicking on an offer are, you know, that's valuable information right there, and we see it all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
And not only that, you can then remarket to people. You know, sometimes people abandon carts, and something we're going to talk about soon, but people do abandon carts. And you can actually set up campaigns to remarket to them. I know in the past, I've been trying to buy something online, and then suddenly, you know, I get distracted, a phone call comes in or something happens, and I go away from it. But then I'm scrolling Facebook, Instagram later on the couch or whatever, and suddenly that item's appearing there and it's being remarketed to me to kind of prompt me to go back and complete my purchase.
And you can go pretty far with it too. So you can set up campaigns that are exclusively offering 10% off to people who abandon the cart.
Yes.
And that might just push them over the line. I know it's pushed me over the line before, so that might just push someone else over the line as well.
Agreed, yeah.
And that's what pixels allow you to do.
Yeah, perfect. And I guess that kind of, we've already kind of started to lean into the next question, which was, you know, remarketing. I guess there's a lot of people who don't necessarily, they understand what remarketing is as a concept, but they don't necessarily understand how it can work and how they can benefit from it in their business and what they can set up. And, you know, there's so many things you can automate now so that these processes are built and running all the time. So, obviously, we're a big advocate for remarketing, but
yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the things that we can do in that space for remarketing? Apart from just abandoned carts and things like that, what else can we do in a remarketing space?
Yep. Well, one of the more obvious ones and ones that most clients want to take advantage of is website visitors.
Yes.
So, you know, anyone visiting the website that maybe didn't even perform an action, you know, you can set up remarketing campaigns to target them specifically.
Yep.
And you can go deeper with it, which is something that we touched on before with the abandoned carts, but you could do it to people who've purchased items from you before.
Yes.
And you could offer them new items, discounts, bundles, or items that go well with your one. I mean, you've probably seen.
Yeah, I think
kind of emails.
I think we're all kind of aware now of remarketing, and been exposed to remarketing and what it can do and the power behind it. I guess it's a matter of setting it up. The thing I like about the remarketing campaigns is you can kind of set them up, run your campaign for the month, but then your remarketing set up in the background to kind of push and drive those extra sales for you or extra leads, whatever your business is trying to do or achieve. And it it's kind of one of those things that you could create a 6-month campaign, yeah, legitimately, through remarketing, to target those people. And I think the other thing, like purchases you talked about, you know, maybe you could target purchases, that purchased from you, say, in the last 6 months or so. And you know that, for example, you might sell protein powders, let's say. Yeah. So serve ads to those people that you know visited the website in, say, the last 30 or 40 days, because you know that they're probably out now and ready, yeah, to buy again.
And they'll buy again.
And so it's all about strategy, and it's about understanding your audience and, yeah, then utilizing those tools to maximize those opportunities, basically.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
All right. So the other one, and everyone when I say a lookalike audience says a look a what? Can you explain what lookalike audiences are and how they work and what we do and why we use them?
As you said, lookalike audiences is a question that we get asked a lot because we're constantly asking clients for their customer list to make them. Yes. So basically how it works is if you provide an agency such as us with a list of your customers, you know, simple information like name, number, postcode, email, we can upload them to platforms like Facebook and Google.
Yes.
And they'll create what's called a lookalike audience, which, you know, somewhat self-explanatory, is an audience that's built to look like the customer list that we've uploaded.
Yes.
Basically. And it's the goal is to try and find people who are similar to those that you've already converted to try and get the cost of conversion down.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great way to find new customers, mm, and a great way to maximize your advertising spend, so that your business, yep, isn't leaking money, obviously, in an ad spend. You know, it's critical to utilize those audiences,
yeah, yeah,
to kind of, I guess, drive better sales conversion for you for the long term.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people get weary about the data that they upload and stuff like that, but it is protected. The files are encrypted.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. But it's a great way for you to kind of maximize those dollars, definitely.
It, yeah, is, yeah, yeah. And it's the kind of thing that you can have running concurrently with another campaign, you know, because you can have your new acquisition audience and then your lookalike audience running at the same time, even under the same budget, if you're so, yes, inclined. To, you know, just sort of expand your possibilities beyond what your targeting might be looking at.
Yeah. And I think it's something that anyone should be running as part of their, yeah, marketing strategy. We use it in just about any business that we, yeah, we basically market.
We're always recommending it.
Yeah. And because it works, it performs, yeah, it generates a better positive ROI for our clients. And it's a great way to find an audience, because you've already got this data, you've got this audience there, yeah, and all Facebook or Google is doing is finding people who are like them and possibly likely, mm, or more likely to convert and make that purchase. So you're spending your advertising dollar way more effectively.
Yeah,
basically.
And it ties back into what we were talking about before with website visitors and whatnot. You know, you can make a lookalike audience of people who specifically purchased something, yes, from your site.
Yeah.
And, you know,
or even people who look like people who visited your website,
yeah,
or visited a certain page.
It goes as deep as you want it to.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. You know, the opportunities are endless when it comes, yeah, to creating remarketing and lookalike campaigns, is that we have all this data now, and, you know, everyone says data is king, and it is. You know, it's important to utilize that data, and these are the tools that you can utilize to kind of harvest that data and put it to, and maximize your opportunities, I guess, from that data. Yeah, yeah,
just a few tools.
Yeah,
out of many.
Yeah, there's so
which
many
we'll get
more
to.
Yes, we will. Thanks for tuning in. To see and hear more of The Hob, make sure you subscribe on the link below. Special thanks to our guest Sam for popping in to talk about social media advertising. And if you have any thoughts or feedback on the topics that we've talked about today, please leave comments via our social media. So stay tuned to The Hob, helping you to get your marketing hopping.